Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Jefferson is a small town in East Texas, not too far from the Louisiana border. This quaint little town was once a central trading hub between the South and the Midwest, but has since faded into oblivion. Since then, Jefferson has become an eerie place, now known as the most haunted town in Texas. It seems like every other establishment in Jefferson has a few ghost stories to tell, such as today's subject, a private residence known only as The Grove. The Grove is a historic property in the old Riverport city of Jefferson, Texas. The Grove is a private residence and a tour home in the old Stephen Smith land grant section of town. The house was built in 1861 by Frank and Minerva Stilley. It had one structural change in 1870, the addition of a room to join the detached kitchen to the house, and one other change in the 1930s when an indoor bathroom was added and the side porch was enclosed. Other than that, the house stands pretty much as it did back in 1861. The house is listed on the National Register of Historic Places by the National Park Service and has been designated as a recorded Texas Historic Landmark by the Texas Historical Commission. The Grove is a historic Victorian home and is known as one of the most haunted houses in all of Texas. Just about every former residence has had some paranormal horror stories to tell. The first of the residents to report strange incidents at the home was T.C. Burks, who moved into the Grove in 1882. Burks moved his family out in just a few months. Though he wasn't specific on why, he was visibly scared, with his only explanation being that we just can't live there. The Young family took over after the Burks. The Youngs were an African-American couple who were born into slavery and moved to Jefferson after the slaves were freed. In 1908, their son James committed suicide by hanging himself on the back porch. In the 1950s, Miss Louise Young took over the house after her parents' death. While Louise was initially comfortable with her haunts, as she called them, they became more menacing as time went on. She would see shadow people walking around the house and property, only for them to disappear when she turned the lights on. She often felt like an intruder was in the house, hearing footsteps and the sound of doors opening and closing. Many of the Grove's other residents reported seeing the glowing white figure of a woman walking around the house or sitting on the porch. She is known to walk through one of the side walls, which was once an entrance into the children's room. Some say she may be the ghost of the original owner, Minerva Fox Stilley. The lady in white always takes the same path through the house when she appears. There is also a man in the garden who is often seen striding through the lily beds as if he's late for an appointment. And last but not least, there is a mischievous entity in the den that seems to be particularly fond of the ladies. One gentleman, while on tour at the Grove, fell particularly in love with an antique pump organ. He decided to go back and take a picture. The organ sat right in front of a beautiful antique mirror. After taking the picture with his cell phone, he reviewed the picture, only to see that in the picture, standing right next to him in the mirror, was a hooded figure. When the man took the picture, he was the only one in the room. So if you decide to take a trip to Jefferson to tour the Grove, make sure to spend the night in the Jefferson Hotel or the Excelsior House Hotel, because they're haunted as well. And you wouldn't expect anything less from the city of Jefferson, Texas.
Daddy has to take on a vampire.